I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Shoy, or should I say Captain Bob Shoy, and we've also got Professor Tiss and Beef the Exorcist.
Hello.
This is a little bit of a mini episode this week. Like we said a few weeks ago, this is all pre-recorded. We're a bit busy, so it's going to be like a mini episode. In fact, we actually had a listener plan it for us to do like a mini ep.
Sweet.
So we're going to roll straight into it.
I love not having to do anything for the pod.
Yeah, I haven't even like read or looked or watched the stuff he sent us, so this is just completely off the cuff.
Wow, okay.
So today we're talking about haunted cemeteries.
Oh, okay.
With some goodies that listener Jarrell sent us, who's a really nice guy. He's quite interactive on Twitter, and he's emailed us a few times, but he sent us these cool cemetery stories.
Thanks, Jarrell.
So let's go through it. Unless there's anything you guys rolled straight into the episode. We'll be the quickest we've ever gone into an episode. 1:37 and we're already on to like watching a video.
That's mental.
Is there anything you guys want to go into before we actually crack on?
What to do with haunted cemeteries?
Well, to do with anything.
Nah.
I feel like we said what needs to be said on the one we just recorded, so it's like I don't know what we're gonna be doing in 3 weeks' time. This is going up 3 weeks after we recorded it, so it's hard to know what the state of play is on everything. But okay, should we roll straight into a video then?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to see what this is all about.
So this is Stull Cemetery in Kansas. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was going to read this, but I think the video is going to explain it. So should we just let the video explain?
Yeah, let's do it. And then we can read it afterwards if we need to.
So who is up for a scary story on Halloween?
KMBC9's Martin Augustine has one that's grown for years in a small Kansas town. And in doing so, has spilled over into some unpleasant realities.
A ghost story in a dark place can cut many different ways. A legend in Douglas County, Kansas, says that strange and supernatural things happen in a small cemetery there. But the real scary story may be a side effect of that legend. The setting sun bathes this cemetery in the small town of Stull with soft autumn twilight. It is peaceful, it is quiet, but it is also the home of a legend that goes back years, a ghost story with a powerful edge that somewhere in this cemetery is a gateway to hell. A small chapel on the cemetery, which stood in ruins for years, was rumored to perhaps be that portal. This pile of stones is all that's left of it, and since it was torn down a few years ago, some of that legend has waned. We learned that from a man who lives nearby, but he did not want to appear on camera. In fact, nobody in Stull wanted to talk much with us about any of the stories that have emerged here over the years, such as the one that the devil himself visits this cemetery on this night. But these legends are just that. Nobody really knows where the stories begin, but the results of those stories are plain to see. The trespassing signs are up everywhere because over the years, people looking for a scare or just looking for trouble have used the old legends as a reason to hang around the cemetery on Halloween. That's led to vandalism, headstones knocked over, litter, noise, a place to be respected, disrespected. The ugly side of the ghost story, leaving families with loved ones buried here so upset to so often have to repair the damage. There were some people very angry with us in Stull tonight, telling us that by reporting the legend, we were only perpetrating the stories and inviting more trouble. Leave us alone, they said, and these problems will go away. In Douglas County, Martin Augustine, KNBC 9 News.
Hmm.
But they did it anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, crafty buggers.
So basically, this cemetery is supposed to be a gateway to hell.
Yeah.
Seems a bit... There doesn't seem to be much fact on it. It's just like the legend is.
Yeah.
That it's the gateway
basically,
to hell.
Basically, they started reporting on it and then realised they would have no one to talk to.
So yeah, because like, no one wanted them there. None of the locals wanted them to report it.
Yeah.
Do you think the devil's been there?
Hasn't he? He's a busy guy.
What do you think of cemeteries, anyway? Do you find them creepy?
I don't know.
Maybe not. When I said about when I did the EVP experiment with James,
yeah,
you were like, oh, I wouldn't have gone in there.
Yeah, probably not.
So you don't like a cemetery?
I remember in Cheddington once, I think it's like a thing they do at the church, you can probably film me on this, they got loads of candles there in the graveyard. It was like a special
holiday. Is it a necromancy ritual?
Is it Easter?
I don't know.
Was it like a vigil or something?
Some sort of.
Was there some guys like drunk in a graveyard dancing around in
back
robes? They
had candles. There was a load of people circled with candles.
No, I don't know.
Oh, fuck knows.
I don't know.
But it was creepy.
In Ched?
It was, it was the one near the train. When you go to the from the train station to the village, it was in between there.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
There's a church there, isn't there? Yeah, I can't remember.
Huh.
I'll tell you why I think I find cemeteries creepy.
Yeah.
And it's probably the reason why everyone else finds them creepy as well, because of all the old movies.
Yeah.
Because of like, dead people.
I know this sounds silly, but I guess... Well,
thriller.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, like, The Omen. Like, the famous poster of The Omen. He's, like, standing next to a grave.
Oh, no, I'm thinking more of... is it the first Evil Dead? Original Evil Dead? And it was, like, in the 70s or something.
Yeah.
I think when we think of zombies nowadays...
Oh, right.
Like, this is what I find interesting. If you think of zombies nowadays, you think of The Walking Dead, you think of even 28 Days Later, stuff like that. Zombies are just, it's just a virus that's got out of control.
Yeah, that's
it's just
always like
every day,
now.
You know, it's just, before you know it, they're walking the streets and it's like, you know, if you look at the old movies, it's all from gravestones. It's all from cemeteries.
The hands rising out of the
grave. Yeah, exactly. Like slowly animating from graves and then they get back into their graves at night. So I guess the first, the first time I saw Thriller, I was probably about 8 or 9. Yeah. I wasn't very old because it was quite.
Guess what the outro music's going to be this week?
Do 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 do. Yeah, Thriller. Probably. So I guess I find that creepy because it's like, but I do find it depends. If I'm, I guess it depends where I am. You know, the one in Stukely I find particularly creepy. And I really don't know why.
I tell you what, last week's episode, me and James were at Highgate Cemetery, and that place was fucking creepy. When you look through the bars there, you can imagine seeing like a tall figure stalking between the stones.
Really?
There are 170,000 people buried at that cemetery.
170,000?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's huge. I couldn't believe it when we saw it.
It's mad.
And it is all like the ground's like collapsing, like graves are like falling into it and like tombs are poking up and shit. It's really crazy, that place.
I remember you saying last week.
Yeah. but you can imagine, when I was in that graveyard, it was like 5 o'clock at night. So it was kind of, the sun was setting a little bit because the sun's setting early at the moment. But it was getting a little bit like dark. And you could just imagine it being creepy there at night. But don't forget, you're surrounded by dead people as well.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. In your head, you're surrounded by dead people in the cemetery.
Churches are quite creepy at night as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And like an old stone church.
Yeah.
Because they're so foreboding, is that the right word?
Yeah.
I guess that's why they're creepy. I don't know about this being the gateway to hell, though. I don't know what I think about that. What did you guys think about that, the specific...
Oh, no, I don't...
Like, where would that come from?
That's just a strange old legend, I think, for that one.
I guess it's the thing is, particularly if it's a small community, if you get one person who is focused on this, it can quickly become a legend, can't it?
Mm.
Like that fluff I told you about the grave in Stukely. Like, there's this grave, right? And it's like, well, is there?
Okay, what about the Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona?
Oh, come on. Tombstone. Sorry, let's...
What does it say here? One infamous and easily debated evidence of ghosts in an Old West setting was the one taken at Boot Hill Cemetery in 1996 when Ike Clanton posed for a picture on the old burial site. However, they did not count on the mysterious figure in the background, dressed in clothing similar to those worn by in the Old West and holding a knife. The picture was taken in 1996 by a friend of Ike Clanton, who is an actor, cowboy poet, and cousin to the gang of Clantons that once occupied Tombstone, Arizona in its more active days. And here's the guy that was actually in the photo, talking about the photo and showing us the photo.
Okay.
This is a photo. In fact, I think I'm going to take it out of the plastic here so it won't reflect. But this actually is a photograph that I took, and I get every day I get people telling me, "Oh, you staged that." This is a picture of my buddy Kelly, and he dressed up in my 1880s gear, and we took this shot in Boot Hill. And the reason why he's off to the left here is I wanted to get the Dragoon Mountains here in the background, so I put him off the left. When he took these actually to Save-On Drugstore, and they were black and white because he wanted to look like the Old West. And when he called me back about 2 weeks later, he goes, "Hey, are you sure there wasn't some guy standing behind me in Boot Hill?" And you can see it right here as I get it closer to rock solid here. You can see that there. That is the wildest looking picture of a guy, and he's holding a knife. And everybody accuses me all the time of actually staging this. I'm going to show you the actual photo. This is the actual photograph from Save-On right here. And you can see the, as I go across here, you can see, I don't know how close I can get here to show you how close that guy looks, though. He looks pretty crazy. And he's holding a knife. But I'm not that steady. Anyway, this is a bigger one here. Vicky, tell us about this guy. What is this?
Well, when you first brought that picture to me, I immediately could realize that you didn't Photoshop it. You're not that talented right now. And it was not a fake picture. It wasn't a superimposed picture. It definitely was a ghost picture. I took it to a gathering of psychics that I happened to be going to not too long after you showed me the pictures.
We're going to pause it there. The whole video is about 5 minutes long. You can find it on the blog. What do you guys think of that? Ghost picture, real or rubs?
Looks
interesting.
Rubs.
It looks like someone's just standing. It's too clear almost for a ghost picture. Mm. Which is weird, because if we see a ghost picture, we're always like, "Oh, it's so blurry. Oh, why can't I take a good picture of it?" And then when it's a good picture, we're like, "It looks a bit too real."
The thing that gets me, though, is that if he was taking a picture... If you were taking a picture of someone and in the background you saw someone, you'd be like, "Oh, I'll just wait for this dude to..."
Yeah, pop. That's true.
And that's close enough that you would see that.
Yeah, so the person in the taking the picture would have seen him. That's true, yeah. So the only other way would be that he did stage it.
It's quite creepy. Or it is a ghost.
Or it's a ghost, yeah. That's what I meant, any other way from it being a ghost.
And he's obviously wearing the olden times clothing that ghosts always wear. He's not in, like, Nike hoodies and stuff.
And he just wanted to say again and again he was holding a knife. He wanted us to know he was holding a knife. I can't see the knife, but he said it about 15 times.
But this guy seems pretty legit. Like, I don't know. I don't think he has any reason to just. I don't know.
Well, that's the famous
73,000 people to see something on YouTube. Like,
that's the famous Boot Hill ghost photo. And all these videos, we're going to play little clips. It's only going to be a short episode, like I say. But if you want to watch these clips in full, they're all going to be on the website.
Nice.
So what else we got? We haven't got too many of these. Do you want to read about Resurrection Cemetery in Chicago, Illinois?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. This down here, yeah?
Yeah, just this one.
Okay. One of the most popular and enduring ghost stories in the Chicago area involves the spirit of Resurrection Mary. Resurrection Mary.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, it sounds spooky." Mary. It's so spooky. Who supposedly wanders the streets around Resurrection Cemetery in the city's southwest suburbs. I wouldn't want to be near Resurrection Cemetery.
No, it's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah. According to one version of the legend, Mary enjoyed going to the dance halls. One night in the early 1930s, she left one of the halls and tried to cross busy Archer Avenue. She was hit by a passing car and killed, and was buried in her favourite dancing clothes in nearby Resurrection Cemetery. Ever since, there have been reports of a ghostly female figure wandering along the road near the cemetery. Ooh, I don't know why, but I got like a chill then.
Ooh.
That was weird. But unlike most ghosts who prefer to keep their distance and not make eye contact with people, Resurrection Mary seems to enjoy human contact. Oh, that's horrible. Some of the most popular and oft-repeated stories about Resurrection Mary come from men who meet an attractive woman at one of the dance halls.
Oh.
She's hot. After spending the evening with her, they offer to give her a ride home. She tells them that she's the daughter of the cemetery caretaker and lives on the grounds. So they drive her to the cemetery.
Oh, that gave me a little bit of a shame.
Oh, this is really horrible. Story. Oh, this is horrible.
Come on.
Oh.
I haven't read this, so this is good.
Oh, God, no. I just read the next sentence. Yeah, I don't know why it's creeping me out so much. They stop the car. Mary gets out and disappears. Some have reported that she walks toward the locked cemetery gates and fades away. Oh. Mm. Others have said they get out of their car to open the door for her passenger, proper gentleman. But when they reach the other side of the car, she's gone.
Ooh.
Oh, this is horrible. Several so not
she never
so...
called him back.
Several not so great movies have been made about the legend. Oh, that's horrible. Wow.
That's a heavy criticism.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the trailer for one if you want to see a bit of one.
Yeah, let's do it. What's it called? Resurrection Mary.
It's called Resurrection Mary.
I'd really like to know more about the young woman you've been seeing. Mary? You didn't meet her on the internet, did you? No.
Oh, yeah, this is a not so good film.
Wait, how do you know that?
Fair criticism.
There was this young woman way back, 1937, 38.
What do you think of this one? I'm going to play another next 8 seconds. We can watch 30 seconds of each trailer and you can give a review after each 30 seconds.
Okay. Supposedly she's run over while walking along Archer
Avenue.
Oh. Nah. Okay, what do you think of that one?
Nah. Rubs.
Rubs? Tiss, you want to watch that one?
You got a choice
of this one or the next one I play you okay. to watch.
So if I have to pick one of these films,
Resurrection Mary movie Ooh. Based on the first 30 seconds of one of their trailers, okay. which you choose, okay?
Okay.
This is the other one.
Oh, all the thunderclap.
I love to dance.
The first one.
Wait, what's your name?
Let me go.
The first one.
Resurrection Mary.
The first one.
I love this one.
That's what the kids call her. Of course, ain't nobody knows for sure whether she buried up there or not. But, ain't the burial they talk about.
No, do?
Nah.
Hey, that's what they call her.
Resurrection Mary.
Oh, Resurrection Mary.
which one do you want to watch?
The first one.
I kind of want to watch the second one. It's more, I kind of want to watch ludicrous. The second
one, yeah. We should get together and watch one of these films. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
We never get that time back. Too and that scary. Is life that too we're scary. Just going to wither away in a fucking...
Do what? Yeah. What are you going to do with that
He's
time?
He's too scared.
So many other
Pussy.
Things. There's so many better things we could do at that time.
Okay, let's do a voodoo one.
Voodoo Mama Juju.
That honestly though, that's you like story. That
Resurrection Mary, that's a cool story. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Thanks for that, Jarrell. That was great. Awesome.
So this is Mary Laveau.
Marie Laveau has been dead since 1881, but some believe she still has power over the city. What she did in the 1800s is the stuff of legends. Even though there's little factual proof of her magical powers or records of her life.
Many documents have disappeared. Many were falsified in the first place. There's just layer after layer after layer of folklore, lies, mythology, wild stories.
Experts believe Marie Laveau was born somewhere between 1794 and 1803. She was said to be the daughter of a wealthy white plantation owner and his slave mistress. In early 19th century New Orleans, she was considered a free person of color. She developed a relationship with the head of the New Orleans Catholic Church.
The pastor of St. Louis Cathedral was a man named Père Antoine, He works with the prisoners, the lowest of the low. He works to free slaves. And his chief companion in this work was Marie Laveau.
Like many people in New Orleans, Marie Laveau was both Catholic and a voodoo believer.
People in New Orleans went to Catholic Mass at St. Louis Cathedral in the morning and to Congo Square for voodoo ceremonies in the afternoon.
Congo Square was voodoo central in New Orleans, where free people of color and slaves gathered for voodoo ceremonies on Sundays. It's there that legendary voodoo priest Dr. John is believed to have taught Marie Laveau everything he knew about voodoo, including how to formulate a powerful charm called gri-gri. Gri-gri bags were filled with anything from starch, dried beans, metal filings, or animal skin.
The ingredients themselves are not the key thing. It's the intention that you put on the gri-gri bag that matters.
The person who made gri-gri appealed to voodoo spirits to give it special powers.
Do you understand the power that you are receiving?
Gri-gri is no different than wearing a cross or a St. Christopher medal or carrying a lucky rabbit's foot. It hung around your neck or you put it above the door. It carried protection.
Sold gri-gri out of her home and built a reputation as a voodoo queen with mysterious powers. Some believed her voodoo power was backed up by power of intimidation.
Marie Laveau had an amazing network of folks to give her information to actually spy on people. She had political connections, economic connections under the surface of her public persona.
Marie's political power and relationship with Catholic pastor Père Antoine allowed her to do something that would be blasphemous in any other church.
Marie Laveau could conduct what were, in effect, voodoo ceremonies at the altar of the largest Catholic church, the Cathedral of the Louisiana Purchase.
In the 1830s, one incident is alleged to have convinced all of New Orleans of Marie Laveau's voodoo powers. A wealthy man's son was on trial for murder. His lawyers told him his son's case was hopeless, so he turned to Marie Laveau. In desperation, the father offered Marie Laveau a house if she could use voodoo to free his son. To accomplish this feat, she spent weeks praying at St. Louis Church, undergoing a form of self-torture for the cause. She placed three excruciatingly hot guinea peppers in her mouth and held them there for hours.
Guinea is a name for Africa in many voodoo circles. The spirits, like the spirits of voodoo, always take pity on great suffering. And so when she offered to suffer on behalf of her intention, they heard her.
On the morning of the trial, Marie Laveau snuck into court. She put the peppers that had been in her mouth under the judge's chair. Some believe the spiritual energy of the voodoo-infused peppers caused the judge to set the man free. Legend has it the freed man's father rewarded Marie Laveau with a house on St. Anne Street.
Now, that's the spiritual explanation for what happened in this story. The political explanation is that she knew the judge.
Regardless of how she freed the man, most of New Orleans now believed Marie Laveau could use voodoo to sway the city's justice system.
So they're the events that took place at St. Louis Cemetery in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm.
Makes me want to look into voodoo more.
Yeah.
On an episode, which obviously, yeah, we do want to do. But I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, I often wonder with this kind of stuff, when people, you know how if you tell a kid enough times that they're stupid, they'll believe they're stupid.
Yeah.
I often wonder with this kind of stuff, when someone is told they have enormous power, And this happens with witch doctors as well. It's almost like a placebo effect where you believe so much in whatever it is, whether it's healing or your own abilities or whatever, that, I mean, the other stuff would be coincidental, obviously, but I wonder whether this is what drives people sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting. But she obviously believed that she had that kind of a power.
And obviously the people around believed as well, because otherwise they wouldn't have come to her.
Yeah.
There's actually a song about Marie Laveau.
Is there?
And I'm going to use that song as the outro music to this episode, not Thriller. It's by a guy called Bobby Bear.
Okay.
And he has a song called Marie Laveau.
Oh. Well, it's worth putting in the episode, I suppose.
It is. Tis, are you dying?
Mm.
Do you need to go?
No.
We've got one more.
That's it.
We've got one more. Okay, so the last one, Tissy. Bachelor's Grove Cemetery in Chicago, Illinois.
I really like this episode, by the way. It's just because I was up till 2 yesterday.
Yeah, I said
disclaimer.
This.
It's not because the guy who put it together probably.
No, I knew you were going to be tired tonight because I knew you were DJing last night. Yeah. But it's the only night we have.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's finding Tiss quiet, he is sitting here intently, like, listening and watching and taking it in. He hasn't disappeared, but he's in a very fragile state tonight.
I'm flagging.
Yeah, and he's moving house in, like, 2 days, and we've done 2 episodes back-to-back.
And I haven't packed them.
And he hasn't packed yet. So forgive Tissy.
Forgive me, baby.
So only 82 plots at Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. But that certainly hasn't stopped it from becoming one of the most notorious graveyards in the country.
It's all in Chicago.
Well, Jarrell's from Chicago. So this is local stories that he knows about, I guess.
Awesome.
During the 20s and 30s, Bachelor's Grove was rumoured to have been an infamous dumping ground for Chicago's organised crime families.
Yeah.
It was the isolated lagoon near the back of the abandoned cemetery that supposedly drew the mob's attention. According to the legends, it soon became the perfect place to fit hitmen, snitches, and people who owed money with a pair of permanent concrete shoes. Bachelor's Grove is most famous for the ghost stories that surround the strange plot of land at the end of the long gravel road. One of the most famous images of a supposed ghost was captured at the graveyard, the White Lady, or Madonna of Bachelor's Grove. It is rumoured to be the spirit of a woman who was buried next to her child. Oftentimes she is seen wandering the cemetery during the full moon, holding the body of a baby in her arms. And I'm going to search for that image right now.
I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
Of Bachelor's Grove.
Madonna. Oh, wow. It's really clear.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see it.
Ooh.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's real.
Do you think that's real?
Yeah.
Wow, Tiss is going for this one. There's a little video about this place, Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. Watch
that
a bit
could
of
just
this.
Be a woman,
deep in the forest preserves of Southern Cook County lies what is known as the most haunted cemetery in the world.
Whoa.
A long and winding gravel trail leads us to the overgrown and eerie entrance of the Bachelor's Grove, infamous for its unearthly images, strange sounds, and floating orbs. With me are paranormal investigators Andy Seitz and Doug Larson. It was here one afternoon during a photo and recording session, they had the scare of a lifetime.
I thought my bag got caught on a bush or something. There was like tugging, because I was kind of moving around, taking pictures all around, just kind of general stuff. And I go turn around like this to look, and there's no bush on my bag. I go back this way, and all of a sudden, my bag, like something is yanking like a little kid.
And I turned around, and when I did, I saw his camera bag come up off his shoulder like this 3 times. He went ghost white. I went ghost white. And then I kind of snapped back to you, and I came running over here with my recorder that was still going. And I asked, I said, are you the one who scared my friend? It's the only thing I could think to say. And sure enough, as we reviewed it, we heard this voice come out of nowhere. Just ominous. Yes. And we both here got the chills, got the hair stand up on the back of our neck. And we both decided at that point we had kind of stayed out our welcome. And it was time to leave.
Here is the audio recording of that voice.
Were you the one who just scared my friend Doug?
Yes.
The encounter took place near this headstone, which is where this picture was taken. Scattered throughout the cemetery are old and crumbling headstones. Pete Cropia is a steward with the Forest Preserve, and he's heard all the ghostly tales.
The oldest headstone here is back from the 1830s. He's tied with a senator, of all things.
The most well-known apparition was a translucent woman dressed in old-fashioned clothes, seen perched on this headstone. and she was photographed with an infrared camera.
The photographer was just standing right behind us. They said they didn't see anything at the time. It's been reviewed by Kodak. Kodak couldn't give a definitive answer, so it remains a mystery.
Other ghostly images include this figure walking and reports of black apparitions and blue floating orbs. The nearby pond is even haunted, with stories of a phantom farmhouse that appears and weird splashing sounds and ghostly mystery cars seen dumping bodies.
There are nearly 200 bodies buried in this cemetery, and some of the paranormal activity has taken place with the headstones. This one has mysteriously moved from one end of the cemetery and back several times, and experts can't explain how that has happened.
Above one headstone for a husband and wife, these unexplained circles have repeatedly appeared. And throughout the cemetery, visitors leave personal items for the ghostly inhabitants. As dusk begins, my guides urge us to leave quickly, because once night falls, anything is possible in the world's most haunted cemetery.
Aww. Can we go there?
I would love to go there for sure. I found that really creepy.
Yeah, I found
that really creepy.
Yeah, so did I.
You know when you find something really... I don't know if this is just me. If I find something really scary, it makes my eyes water a little bit, like in the corner.
Right, yeah.
And that made my eye water a little bit.
Oh, you're crying.
Not crying. It's just like... It's a really weird sensation. It's like one little like bit of watery eye on one side. Yeah, that was creepy. That really gave me the chills.
The one thing I was thinking, though...
Tiz has got to walk to his car again. This always happens.
The audio that they got.
Yeah.
Why were they recording?
Mm. Why were they recording?
Why were they recording? Where would you record that?
Weren't they filming anyway or something? Didn't he have his audio equipment and stuff in his bag?
I guess so.
That's what they were yanking at.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's creepy, though. That is fucking creepy.
Oh, that's really horrible. Thanks, Drew.
That's chilled me a lot.
Has Drew been there?
I would love to know. We'll find next week. Jarrell, if you've been to, because I think you're from Chicago, if you've been to Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, let us know if you've seen anything
there. Or just if you have been there, really, to tell us how it feels. I wouldn't be there at night time.
No.
You wouldn't get me there at night.
No.
Ever.
Well, there you go.
Wonderful.
What about nice in knight's clothing?
Would you be there as a knight?
Yeah.
What?
As a knight.
All right. As a K-N-I-G-T.
What, during the day?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. You dress up as a knight at a cemetery.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Why? Why is that weird?
Why is it not?
Why would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because people would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
People don't go there, mate.
Dress up as a knight.
People don't go there, mate.
And they'd be like, why is that? And I'd be like, it's a play on words. And they'd be like,
no. Hey. People be like, I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Yes. It's a cemetery.
Are you a ghost? Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me just turn my.
Like a knight to convince someone it was a ghost.
Let me just turn on my recorder.
Yeah.
Nah. Not buying it.
Rubs. He rubs it.
You loved it until you heard.
You
the
wouldn't
audio.
Get me there at night. It's rubs.
What about the woman sitting down on the tomb, the white Madonna?
Well, I guess I'm just taking their word for it that they did take it
he
at night time.
He was like shitting it with the videos on. Now he's like, whatever.
Oh, I go there every day.
Well, yeah, because if I think about it too much, I won't be able to walk back to my car.
Mm, fair enough.
Yeah,
true
enough.
All right, okay.
So,
well, I want to say a massive thanks to Jarrell for sending us those stories.
Yeah, that was awesome. Really creepy. Probably the creepiest collection of stories.
Yeah.
Because whenever we do stuff like this, there's always one that I'm a bit like, ooh. But all of those stories, I was like, ooh, that's really
good mix as well. A bit of voodoo, a bit of Stairway to Hell, and a little bit of...
Stairway to Hell! Outro music.
And there was, a little bit proper spooky ghosty stuff. So, yeah, it was a really, really helpful that you just sent these stories to us all in one big email, basically like a mini episode plan, because we were a bit stuck for something to fill, like for a short episode to put up while we're getting ourselves sorted out, so you've done us a massive favour. And for that, this week's Listener of the Week, obviously, is Jarrell for doing that.
Listener of the Week.
So thanks a lot, man. Tissy's dying.
I'm dying.
So Tissy has to go. You can go. You don't have to wait for me to do the outro stuff. You can leave. Yeah, that's fine.
See you in 3 weeks, guys. or yeah. next week for you.
Well, whatever happens. I promise that the next episode after this is going to be another proper one. We don't know who's hosting and we don't know what it's going to be yet, but yeah. we've got 3 weeks to work out.
I know who's hosting and I know what it's going to be.
Is it you?
I don't know.
It's Beef's turn.
I think.
Yeah, Beefy's going to sort something out for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Beefy,
have a good move. How to move. Good moving house
yeah,
day.
Yeah, enjoy going to London, dude.
I'll see you guys pretty soon.
Hope it goes well.
We'll check in on the other weekend to check you moved, all right?
Yeah.
All right, see you later, dude.
Bye.
Oh, man, I'm knackered as well. I'm having a long, tiring week this week.
And I've got to go. I've got to go to Tesco's after this.
Oh, yeah, I've had just the longest, tiring week. Before I'd even walked around London, I got there at 10 in the morning, and I got the train home at 7:15, and we walked that whole day. We walked recording the whole time.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going to come out of it.
That's hours.
Yeah. We didn't go to half the places I'd listed, but that's why I was like, need another like two weird London episodes, but...
Cool.
Anyway, so yeah, Tiz is gone.
Yeah.
Now the real fun begins.
Yeah.
Outro stuff. If you've got an episode plan for us, no, please, we don't expect... That was above and beyond. We actually had another guy plan an episode for us as well.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which we'll probably end up pulling out of the bag sometime down the line.
Do you feel like listeners are trying to tell us we're too lazy?
Yeah, maybe. Like, we don't expect anyone to do stuff like that. That's way too kind.
Mm.
So... If you don't want to send us a plan, if you just want to say hi or anything, the email unexplainableuk@mail.com. And the website is...
WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable.com.
And on there, that's everything. Twitter handles, contact, information, all the blog posts, all the Facebook. Videos and stuff from today. It's all on there. The Facebook.com/WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable. All that stuff. It's all around.
Just get on this internet thing, because I think it's going to be massive.
Yeah. We've actually been getting, since we started talking about the reviews and we actually checked the reviews on iTunes, we've actually been getting a few more. So thanks to everyone who's been leaving iTunes reviews, because it really helps. Mm. I don't know how like the iTunes algorithm works for stuff like that, but reviews really help a show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they really do.
Yeah, keep doing that, guys. It's and I now get my monthly updates on reviews from all over the world, because if you log into iTunes, you only get to see the reviews that were written in your own country.
Mm.
So if you're writing them in Australia, I now know how to read your Australian reviews.
It's
so,
not
yeah.
that obvious, though.
No. Send them wherever you are. It really helps. We done?
I think so. Yeah.
Until next time. Oh, I got a really shit one if you want it.
Go on then.
Cemetery you later.
Oh, mate. Oh, that is even more disappointing than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Cemetery you later.
Yeah.
It's better than, I don't know, I don't think I can think of any.
I'm too tired to think of any. I hope this hasn't felt too low energy, by the way, people listening. We're all absolutely exhausted and we're just like working our nuts off to try and get something out for you like every week while we're going through the sort of transition period.
Yeah, so you better enjoy it.
So, yeah, we've really enjoyed it, but we are exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's been good though. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a fun little mini. Maybe we'll have to do a few more of these like mini episodes in between the main ones in the future. We'll see. Yeah. We still don't really know what's going to happen, but yeah. So awesome. Yeah, again, until next time, cemetery later. Yeah. Oh, and to play us out, it's Bobby Bear and Marie Laveau. Yeah. Here he goes. He's going now. I don't know what the song sounds like, but he's playing underneath us right now. She ever seen y'all messing around there? She goes, I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do.
This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone.
Stairway to Hell. Outro music.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.